I was born into a family that had a link, a living link, to a farming tradition and way of life. My mother's sister, Lydia, married a young man, Charles, who became a farmer after he came back from the war in the Pacific. And my mother's father and mother, my grandmother and grandfather, were farmers as well. A small 150-acre farm that they had inherited. Not particularly good land. Not enough to sustain a family, to provide an income, even to the wisest of farmers. And so Grandma taught school. Grace was her name. And Grandpa puttered around at farming. He was what they call a truck farmer. Had his own truck and would take produce to the local farmer's market when there was a local farmer's market, or to the New York farmer's market, or sold at a roadside stand down the road from their house on their property. People driving their cars would stop by and pick up a basket of peaches or apples or some string beans or whatever was being produced by all the different plots that were planted with blueberries and strawberries and different varieties of this and that, and a garden, a big garden, tomatoes and all of those staple crops that could be canned and used at home and surplus sold for income. And I was the first of my generation, and so I think I got special attention, taken out into the fields with the men when they had tasks to do. And was part of the canning and the freezing when that came along. And so I feel that I have a connection with the land that some people perhaps don't have as strongly. The kindest, most encouraging words that were ever spoken to me as a child were my grandfather saying, "Johnny, you hoe a good row."